but he realizes it, cuts to the front of the rim. Tyler hits him, and now he's at the free throw line. When you cut to the front of the rim, good things happen.
No doubt. Deshaun Harris-Smith called for the foul. Nolan made the first free throw. The second one is in and out, no good. Julian Reese, the rebound. 34-15, Wisconsin. 7.5 minutes left till halftime. Dante Scott out front, throws to Jameer Young high on the right. Right-hand flip for Harris-Smith. He's with Chucky Hepburn. A pass for Reese, gets it back to Harris-Smith. Left of the lane, trying to back down on Chucky. Mid post, now the block, throws it up off the glass and rim, no good. Nolan Winter the rebound for Wisconsin. And now Hepburn glides up the right sideline. Chucky gets a high screen from Winter. At the left elbow, attacking on Harris-Smith in the lane, threw it away. Wanted to score, pass picked off by Noah Batchelor. Chucky got into a bad area inside and could not get a clear passing lane. Here's Julian Reese handing off to Jameer Young. Looking over the screen is Blackwell. Young tossed it up left hand around the rim and in. Young with 10 of Maryland's 17 points. 6:40 left in the half, 34-17 Wisconsin. Again, Maryland picking up Wisconsin in the full court. Badgers break it. John Blackwell going to Winter. Leaves it for Hepburn high on the left. Hepburn with a pass for Tyler Wall. Wall attacking on Jameer Young. Low on the right, takes a left shot, blocked by Julian Reese. He came into the game with 58 rejections. Here's Jameer Young throwing to Harris-Smith. Feeds Batchelor left corner. Couple of shot fakes. Toss it out to Harris-Smith. Wraps it high on the right for Jameer Young. Young with a throw into Reese. Posting on Store. Backing. Right block. Julian Reese to the rim. Up and in. He has four. 34-19 Wisconsin. 6 minutes left in the half.
And defensively, a couple of lapses there to give up some easier buckets to Maryland. That's where you want to tighten up. I know you're scoring the ball well, but tighten up on that end. And offensively, again, Maryland in the zone. Ball movement will be the zone every time, but you got to move it.
Hepburn surveys the defense, steps to his left, kills the dribble, 8 to shoot. Winter hands it back to Chucky off a Winter screen. Now he'll stop. Winter's left open. He'll try the three off the pass fake and left himself wide open for the three, and he buries it.
And that was not a good offensive possession because it stayed on one side, but it's amazing what a ball fake does.
Absolutely.
It creates just enough space so that he's able to get a wide open three.
37-19 Wisconsin, 5:18 left in the first half. Julian Reese walked with a ball, shuffling a bit, and now Reese and Wall with a couple words for one another. Tyler looking back at him and smiling, and we got a
bit of a hockey substitution.
Yeah, a little bit
going on.
Yes, let's reset Wisconsin now. Five on the floor. You got Wall, McGee, Klesmet, Crow, and Store. Reese, Batchelor, Geronimo, Harris-Smith, and Jameer Young out there for Maryland. So everybody settles back in. 5:15 left in the half, 37-19 Wisconsin.
Wisconsin 8 of 9 from three. I said that they were 2 of 20-something if it gets Purdue a whole bunch on Sunday. So I want to get the 8 of 9 out
get
there.
Get that in there.
Get that in there a little bit.
Max Klesmet on the right wing gets fouled out on the floor by Deshaun Harris-Smith. That's his second. And team foul number 5 on the Terrapins.
I have some drama from that Purdue game from three, so I want to just change that a little bit.
Gotcha. I understand. 5 of 24, and you know, talking
didn't
with the
need
coaches,
to bring it up again.
But you know, talking with the coaches, of the 24 shots, how many were bad?
There wasn't that many, like two or three tops. That's it, yeah.
Here's Stephen Crow out front. Crow kills the dribble, throws to Wall. 10 to shoot. Wall with a pass for Max Klesmet. Fakes left, moves right, stops in the corner, bounce pass Wall. 5 to shoot. Tyler Will for three. That's off the left side iron. Just clipped it. Went out of bounds. Last touch by Maryland. A break for Wisconsin.
I even think Tyler knows 8 of 9. I might as well try to get one in here real quick.
Mm-hmm. Shot clock winded down. I got to get in on this.
Maybe it's good.
Here's Klesmet on the left wing. Max throwing a Wall up top. Back to Klesmet high on the left. Loops it inside. Crow catches off the left block. Single coverage Reese. 10 to shoot. Crow backing. Left shoulder turn. Spins again. Goes up. And a walk with a step. Traveling violation on Wisconsin.
That's the call. I'd have to look at the feet tight. I thought it was a pretty good move.
Mm-hmm. Get that second
might have dragged
pivot.
It. I was going to say, might have dragged it, but I'd call it a three-point pivot.
Badgers up 18, 4:25 left in the first half. Noah Batchelor for the ball. And A.J. Store reaching in, trying to knock it free from Batchelor. Foul is called. And well, as that was going on, Kamari McGee was doing a great job of denying Jameer Young there, wasn't it?
And that's where AJ just stays solid because there was no outlet. They didn't have a place to go to.
First foul on Storr, and that's the fourth on Wisconsin. Young throwing to Dante Scott. Back out to Jameer Young, driving right lane line. Goes up in traffic, good. Jameer Young with 12, and it's 37-21 Wisconsin. 4:10 left in the first half. Jamari McGee out high, throwing to Crowell, left of the circle. Looking inside, Wall not available. A pass out to McGee. Kamari flips the wall, rotates to Klesman, fakes the three, kicks the wall, turns to McGee, whips it to Storr, right wing, three on the way, back rim no good, rebound, Jameer Young had it, lost it out of bounds, Tyler Wall helping disrupt, and it went off a Young last, and the Badgers will get it back, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 3 minutes, 51 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 37, Maryland 21. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 3:51 left in the first half, 37-21, Wisconsin leading Maryland.
With 37 points on the first, on the board early here in the first, in the first half in general, we've talked a lot of offense. But defensively, only two fast break points given up by Wisconsin. That was going to be that was one of our keys. Maryland wants to try to score easy, give easy buckets. Wisconsin's done a good job defensively of that as well.
Tyler Wall inbounding sideline left to Chucky Hepburn. Gets it back to Wall. Crowell, Klesman, and Storr rounding out the five on the floor for Greg Guard's group. Wall with the throw to Storr. A.J. lost the handle. It's loose. Hepburn trying to save the possession. And
it's over
through
and
it to Storr. It's over and back. Turnover, Wisconsin.
Yep, Chucky had possession, then threw it, and it was the correct call, Matt.
Yep. Turnover number five. Both teams have turned it five times. Both teams have number of possessions for 40 minutes that are very much the same. Maryland can be a little more turnover prone than Wisconsin. Both teams are with the five mistakes so far in this first half. Here's Young, left wing, throws to Reese, hands it back to Young, buys a three left of the circle, good. Jameer Young for three, and he is keeping Maryland in this thing as best he can.
I know the coaches had him second team and the media had him first. Those media members, we're smart.
We
we're
had
looking
him
pretty
first.
Smart right
we,
now.
We
you know?
Had him first.
Yeah, I don't know what these coaches are talking about.
37-24 Wisconsin, 3:10 left in the half. Steven Crowell trying to back up Julian Reese, turns baseline. Now a double from Dante Scott. They pry it loose. Reese comes up with it. Turnover number six for Wisconsin. Here's Young, left of the lane, throws it up, missed it. Offensive foul on Jameer Young as he popped into Chucky Hepburn, who they say had established legal guarding position in time. That's a first on Young.
And Chucky's one of the best at drawing those charges in the league. There's one team that's better in general than Wisconsin. It's Northwestern. As far as how they're able to do it, Boo Boo has a couple more charges that he's taken than Chucky, but Chucky's second there.
Northwestern plays the winner of this game tomorrow. Here is Stephen Crowell, a throw to John Blackwell back in there for Wisconsin. He replaces Storr. Here's Klesmet, right of the lane, slips it inside. Caught by Crowell, low on the right, layup good. Nice delivery into Stevie. 39-24, Wisconsin, 2:33 left in the half. Young throwing to Jordan Geronimo. A flip for Batchelor, high on the right. Tosses to Young between the circles. He'll get it to Reese. Back to Young. Left-hand toss, Batchelor. He tries a three left side. In and out, no good. Rebound, Blackwell for Wisconsin. 2:12 left in the half. 15-point lead for the Badgers. Klesman gets a high screen from Wall to the top of the circle. Throws it to Crowell. Open three, left side, money. Stephen Crowell and the Badgers continue to be on fire from long range. 42-24, Wisconsin, 1:55 left in the half.
What a performance in the first half here.
9 of 12 from the arc for Wisconsin. Batchelor high on the left, whistle, and they're going to get a foul on Klesmet. Yep, yeah. Klesmet. At first I thought they were going to say matching fouls there, but they get the foul on Klesmet. That will be his first.
Matt,
team foul number 5.
We've talked a lot about offense, offense, offense. They've got 42, I know. I just said fast break, they've been really good. The other key, limit fouls. Maryland's been to the free throw line 0 times.
Yeah.
0 times. I mean, defensively, we haven't given this team enough praise as far as what they've done on this end of the floor.
Nearly a quarter of Maryland's points this season come from the free throw line. Harris Smith throwing to Reese. Right of the lane, backing on Crowell. Little dig from Hepburn. Reese, right block, turns up left hand, good. Julian Reese has 6, 42-26, Wisconsin, and a lazy inbounds pass from Wall, stolen by Young. Kaiser feeds Geronimo down the lane, missed the dunk, and Harris Smith unable to run it down. Out of bounds to Maryland. Brian Butch still showing the good hands.
I never lost the hands.
Surprised you.
I was trying to shoot it. I should have shot it.
I was surprised you didn't.
I know. Good point. It probably would have went in with the way Wisconsin's shooting three right now. I should have. Gosh.
1:18 left in the half. 42-26 Wisconsin. Hepburn weaving around a screen. Throws to Crowell, top of the circle. Inside feed to Wall. Back out to Blackwell for three. Good. Inside out. John Blackwell, another triple.
Matt, the ball movement's fantastic. Like, it just, they're finding each other. They're playing so well off of each other.
Blackwell 4 of 4 from distance. Final minute of the first half. 45-26 Wisconsin. Deshaun Harris-Smith leaning. 10-footer in the lane. No good. Rebound. Klesmet for Wisconsin. 48 seconds left in the half. 45-26 the Badgers. Chucky Hepburn on the right side. Shakes on the dribble. Takes it top of the arc. Keeps around a crowd screen. Chucky to Klesmet. Left side. Starts to penetrate. Turns it back out to Hepburn. High on the left. Chucky against Julian Reese. Dribbles in the lane. Feeds Crowell. Mid-range jumper. Good for Stephen Crowell. 47-26 Wisconsin with 23 seconds left in the half. My goodness. Talk about efficiency in this first half. Badgers fans on their feet. 15 seconds left of the break. Shot clock is dark. Badgers up 21.
They're just going high pick and roll here if you're Maryland. Stay locked in if you're John Blackwell. No, force them to your help.
Blackwell trying to check. Young contested three. Bricked it wide left. Plus with the rebound. And a three-quarters court shot goes off the top of the glass. And the first half has come to an end with the Badgers up by 3 touchdowns.
Yes, you said that right.
I mean, you're right about, we'll get into this in our halftime chat, the Badgers electric on offense. And we know Maryland is offensively challenged this season, but there's some mean defense being played by Wisconsin, as we will talk about that as we head into our halftime report. Our score at the break, Wisconsin 47, Maryland 26. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to shopping for jewelry in Racine, your journey begins at Rasmus & Diamonds. For over 120 years, Rasmus & Diamonds has been an active member of the Racine business landscape and are proud to have remained family-owned and operated since 1900. From engagement and wedding rings to designer jewelry, repairs and appraisals and jewelry education, Rasmus & Diamonds looks forward to serving you with the highest quality. Rasmus & Diamonds, 6220 Washington Avenue, Racine.
Labor shortages, retention problems, it's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
At the Habit Target Center in Minneapolis, Wisconsin, 47, Maryland, 26. Stephen Crow and John Blackwell, each with 14 points. They're a combined 6 of 6 from the three-point line. 2 hits for Stevie, 4 made threes for John Blackwell. 6 points for A.J. Storrs, 6 for Nolan Winter, 5 for Chucky Hepburn, who also has 7 assists in the first 20 minutes. Tyler Wall with a couple of points in the first half of the Badgers. Jameer Young doing the heavy lifting again for Maryland, 15 points. And from there, the drop-off is a lot. Julian Reese has 6, Jamie Kaiser with 3, Jordan Geronimo with 2. At the half, Wisconsin 47, Maryland 26. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Hey, Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any homeowning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
At the half, Wisconsin 47, Maryland 26. The Badgers 10 of 13 from downtown. Butchie, this is a Maryland team that only gives up 65 points a game, best in the Big Ten. Badgers have 47 at the half. But I want to think, you want to talk about the defense, what Wisconsin's doing on that end of the floor.
I think defensively, they've been really good. Fast break points, they've only given up two. Maryland has not yet gotten to the free throw line. And you know, offensively, I get it. We don't see a lot of afternoons, nights like this. They've made 10 threes so far in the first half. There's been one game for Wisconsin where they've had more than 10 threes. That was January 6th against Nebraska at home. Other than that, so we know that part of it. It might not continue in the second half is where I'm going with this. But defensively, what they've done and how they've done it, I really am impressed with the duration. And then following the scouting report, limit free throw attempts, limit fast break points. They've done that. And that won't be the story of the game in the media. The story will be, oh, they shot it well from three. But that, to me, the story of how you win a Big Ten championship tournament is you defend at the high level, you file the scouting report. That'll be in play if they finish this out. That'll be in play against the Northwestern. It's like, that's how you win it. The storyline will be 10 made threes in the first half, 47 points. Look at how sexy that looks. I'm not a sexy person. I don't need to look at sexy. I need to look at the job getting done.
I thought your nickname was Big Sexy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
For the Badgers.
But that's not what wins, right? Being dirty and finding a way to follow what needed to be done. And they've done that on the defensive end.
And the key is to turn a good 20 minutes into a good 40. The Badgers at the break lead Maryland 47-26. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Known for their durability and performance, ANCO wiper blades are the reliable choice for your vehicle's windshield. ANCO effectively clears the rain, snow, and debris with ease. You want dependable visibility? Then choose the trusted choice, ANCO, for smooth, streak-free wiping action. Easy to install and compatible with almost all models. That's ANCO brand wiper blades. Now on sale at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing at a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Halftime report continues. Wisconsin 47, Maryland 26. So John Blackwell was coming off a season high 18 points on Sunday at Purdue, which topped his previous season high of, his next best outing against Rutgers, where he had 17. Blackwell has 14 here in the first half, 4 of 4 from 3, 4 rebounds. I guess he's on a little bit of a heater right now.
not only is on a heater, but just the way he's doing it.
Yep.
He's not forcing shots. He's not trying. Like, there's guys that get on a heater, but it's not really a good heater, if that makes sense. It's all come to him. He's played the right way. He's gone and got buckets when he needed to, offensive rebounds. He's just fun to watch.
That rebound he got, just ripping it away, basically, from Julian Reese. That's a freshman John Blackwell playing like the veteran once again.
100%.
Yep, Badgers lead at the break, 47-26. We'll check out some of the first half stats in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's Feinste Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
At the half, Wisconsin 47, Maryland 26. We check out some of the first half stats. The Terrapins, 12 of 28 from the field, 2 of 7 from 3. And as Butchie's pointed out, Maryland, which is a team that loves to get to the free throw line, did not get there in the first half. Wisconsin, 18 of 28 from the floor, 64%, 10 of 13 from 3, 1 of 2 from the foul line. The Badgers, a plus 9 on the glass, as well as Wisconsin is shooting the ball. It's 6-0 Wisconsin in second chance points. Wisconsin has made 18 shots. There have been assists on 14 of them. 7 turnovers, 5 assists, 6 turnovers for Maryland through the first 20 minutes. At the half, Wisconsin 47, Maryland 26. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Say it with me, the Bucks in 6. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We get ready for the second half. Wisconsin 47, Maryland 26. You know, what you talked about in the first half, and I was giving the stats in the last segment, 18 buckets, 14 dimes. And we've talked about it when the ball was moving. good things will happen. Well, that's what was happening for Wisconsin in the first half.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you look at it, they were able to break the paint a lot of times, so all of a sudden now the kickouts are wide open. They've been their willingness to be able to pass up good shots for great shots. There's been a lot of that as well. And I just think overall, you see a couple of them go in early on. Now, all of a sudden, that ball, it creates energy. And that's exactly what it is. That's what we've seen. And I got on Max's case because the one shot he missed was a wide open three, too. I mean, all those things that have happened so far, it's a great first half. Now, the question becomes this. Can you put it together? Can you stack it? That's what championship teams do.
And you have, if you're Wisconsin, you have to assume that Maryland is going to leave nothing out there, right? If this doesn't go their way, their season's done. So they're staring down the barrel of having their season come to an end. You got guys like Jameer Young. He's not going to go away quiet.
No, but you can also put him out.
Yes, you can.
If you've got
Let's see what happens.
6 minutes here.
Second half underway. Maryland first possession. Moving to our right. Young throws it. Dante Scott. And Tyler Wall took it away. Tapped it ahead. Klesmet will gather. Loops it ahead to Hepburn. Feed store down the lane. Layup good.
I would say that's a good start.
It's a pretty above-average start to the second half. 49-26 Wisconsin opening minutes second half. Jameer Young brings it out front. Throws to Scott. Flips to Jamie Kaiser high on the left. He'll feed Young. A flip to Julian Reese. Back to Young. Baseline left. Hepburn with help from Crowell cutting him off. Now Scott up top. Fakes right. Moves left down the lane. Road goes up left hand. No good. And the rebound is Stephen Crowell of Wisconsin. Loops it to Max Klesmet. 45 seconds gone, second half. Badgers up 49-26. Wall left wing. Dante Scott defends. Tyler to the baseline. Bump will play on. Wall backing on Scott. Left block, still backing. Couple of pumps, low on the left. Goes up, no good. Rebound knocked away and a foul called. It is Stephen Crowell over the back there. Kelly Pfeiffer on the call, and that's number two on Stephen Crowell. Stevie with 14 points in the first half. It was a very frustrating day Sunday for him. Foul trouble, eventually fouled out in 20 minutes. But he has turned the page here emphatically. With the ball is Kaiser, baseline right, works off the wing shot, knocked away by Hepburn, it looked like. Here's Storr, scoops it ahead to Chucky. On the left side, little hesitation off the left wing, tough pass, and it is out of bounds to Maryland. A low percentage pass through some traffic trying to get A.J. Storr, and the Badgers turn it over.
It was a little bit. Now, A.J. gave up on the play because the lob was there. He circled out, and it was the right pass by Chucky.
With the ball is Reese throwing to Harris Smith, feeds Jameer Young up top. The screen from Reese, Young, mid-post right, fades, flips, back iron, no good. Storr elevates for the rebound.
Great rebound by A.J.
Minute 40 gone, second half, 23-point lead for Wisconsin. Hepburn, mid-range, Jay, got it.
Matt, if he does that more, if he looks for that, oh my goodness, this team. I know they're playing great now, but that's the one piece that if Chucky just gets a little bit more aggressive, I don't know how you stop these guys.
51-26 Wisconsin. Kaiser fadeaway left elbow jumper off the left side iron. Dante Scott the rebound and a reload for Maryland. Scott gets fouled left of the paint by Tyler Wall. That's the first on Tyler.
And the reason I'm so happy to see Chucky be aggressive in that situation is because during the losing streak, during that stretch, I just didn't think Chucky was aggressive enough.
Yep. Harris Smith inbounds to Jameer Young against Klesmet. Young right side feeds Reese in the lane, hanging 13-footer, no good. Rebound tip to Klesmet of Wisconsin. Maryland stays cold. Klesmet, front court left. Off the screen from Crowell, behind the back on the dribble, throws to Storr, baseline left, and the wraparound layup is good, going left to right. Storr with 10, 53-26 Wisconsin, 2.5 minutes into the second half.
You got a chance to really put this team out in Maryland if you keep defending at a high level, because their body language right now is not good.
Dante Scott throwing to Reese, top of the circle, hands off to Young. Young and a whistle, offensive foul off the ball, and they're going to review this as Tyler Wall went down hard.
Julian Reese rolled, and now Wisconsin's done this 2 games in a row. We actually talked with Greg about this. On the roll, Tyler is able to get in there and take this charge on this.
We're taking a look right now at our monitor, and boy, he did get
drilled. He did extend the potential for a
flagrant foul.
And you heard the voice of referee Earl Walton there. They're looking for a flagrant. Now, it wasn't anything above the shoulders there, but it was a pretty hard shot, and the forearm got extended there from Julian Reese. That was a pretty good little poke there. Luke Fickell would have liked that, I think. Good little football block. Get the guy out of the way. We have 17.
Luke would have a call into him.
17-14 to play. 53-26. Wisconsin leading Maryland.
We talked about body language, Matt, right? Like right now, you can just see Maryland. If you're Wisconsin, you can sense this. Mm-hmm. They know it. Maryland's body language is bad. Can you just stack together another 6 minutes and get this thing where you're feeling really, really good?
So the officials have to determine if this was just, you know, if it was excessive. It's not a head shot, but it was a pretty excessive shot to the chest from the forearm there of Julian Reese. It is a foul. They are checking for a flagrant foul, and see, was that a little above and beyond? And you could definitely make an argument that it was. We'll see what they come up with here. Rob Riley making his way over to the TV folks.
And we'll hear here. So, yeah,
Earl Walton.
So
here's Earl Walton.
Already pushed. The play is going to be upgraded to an F1 for excessive contact.
And by the way, a standing ovation to those here running the Big Ten tournament. And if it's BTN doing this, standing ovation again, because you get to hear the official into the microphone rather than us trying to lip read. So, or the folks, now the folks in the arena are hearing it. So kind of an inside thing I'm saying there, but it's always nice to hear from those who are running the game to tell us what's up. So it is a flagrant one.
Well, and exactly why that's the case. I've been on some calls this year where, you know, it's a 50-50 call. You can see it either way, but they explain why it was the case.
Yep.
I think that's crucial for a fan.
Yes.
Because if a lot of fans don't know why it's a flagrant one, why it's not, it doesn't surprise me that they've moved this to an F1 because it looked like it was excessive. And if we're being honest, when they've gone to the reviews a lot of these times, they have upgraded these pretty much.
It's the first foul on Julian Reese. Tyler Wall makes the first free throw. One more coming. A man out of Lakeville, Minnesota. The free throw is good. And it's 55-26 Wisconsin with 17-14 remaining. Reese is out. Callum Swanton Roger is in, along with Jordan Geronimo. Young, Kaiser, and Deshaun Harris-Smith rounding out the five for the Terrapins. 17-10 to play, 55-26 Wisconsin. Max Klesmith throwing to Crow. Up top, open three straight on. Why not? He hit another one. Crow was 17. 58-26 Wisconsin, 3 minutes into the second half. Jameer Young throwing to Jordan Geronimo. Feeds Kaiser outside left. A toss for Harris-Smith against Storr. Harris-Smith gives it up to Young. He's with Klesmith. Wraps it to Kaiser, high on the rights. Kaiser against Steven Crow. Kaiser puts it on the deck. Mid-range contested jumper off the left side. Iron no good. Rebound tip to Hepburn. Here comes Chucky with the Badgers up by 32. Hepburn right wing. Looking inside, knocked away, and Geronimo had it, but then stepped on the sideline right in front of the Wisconsin bench. And it'll be Wisconsin ball as Noah Batchelor will sub in for Jamie Kaiser.
And you definitely said up by 32.
I did. I had to make sure I'm looking at the scoreboard. Yep, 58-26. Yikes. Storr sideline rival inbound to Hepburn. Goes into Crow against Swanton Roger. Crow right of the lane. Backing, turns it out to Hepburn. Long three on the way. Good. Chucky Hepburn from distance. 61-26 Wisconsin with 16-12 to play.
Keep sharing that ball, boys. It's a thing of beauty to watch when you're moving it.
Jameer Young high on the left. Young takes it off the left wing. Stops in the lane. Pivots. Wall cut him off. A throw to Geronimo. Tries a three right corner. Bangs off the rim. No good. Hepburn the rebound for Wisconsin. And Chucky up the right side of the front court for the Badgers. Working around a wall screen. Weaves to the right wing. Throws to Crowell up top. Goes inside, caught by Wall, kick out the Storr right side. Storr off the wing to the rim, and he had bad intentions, and as he goes up, he gets fouled. Maryland doing the wise thing, preventing the dunk. Geronimo the foul, his second. And we have a break in the action. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. We'll take a break. 15:39 remaining. The score, Wisconsin 61, Maryland 26. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
WRJN is pleased to support the Royal Family Kids Camp with a very special opportunity for you to be courtside when the Bucks play the Celtics April 9th at Fiserv. This four-pack of courtside VIP tickets is valued at more than $2,000 and includes parking. WRJN listeners can bid on these tickets online at WRJN.com/bucks. The winning bid gets the tickets, and the entire amount supports Royal Family Kids Camp, a week-long residential camp for kids 7 to 11 years old who have been in and out of foster care, neglected, abused, or abandoned. Every camper has the opportunity to build friendships with other kids in the same situation and gain a lifetime of positive memories in the process. There is no cost to families. That's why this ticket action is so important. Your winning bid will help provide a great camp experience for several kids. Again, log on to WRJN.com/bucks to make your bid. And thank you from Royal Family Kids Camp and WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring tasty ways to celebrate St. Patty's Day. O&H's St. Patty's Day Kringle has a dark chocolate cake filling layered with delicious mint custard. It's topped with Irish green icing, sprinkled with mint chocolate chips. Don't want to miss it. While there, grab a loaf of O&H's Irish soda bread made with buttermilk, raisins, and caraway seeds. It's a real taste treat, so stop in today. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 15:39 remaining, Wisconsin 61, Maryland 26. Yeah, I'm surprised too.
Oh, we're all surprised. Not surprised that Wisconsin is leading the game, but surprised at how they've shot the ball from three, how they've shared the ball. Wisconsin has not put Maryland on the free throw line yet, which we talked about. They're third in conference play, averaging 21.2 free throw attempts per game. They're all rebounding them. They're average. Maryland averages almost 9.8 offensive rebounds, fourth in the conference. Like, just all of it. It's been a dominant performance by Wisconsin.
And A.J. Storr hits both free throws. Wisconsin has outscored Maryland in the early minutes of the second half, 16-0. Julian Reese up top. Hands off to Harris Smith. Hooks a pass to Dante Scott. Into Reese, right of the paint. Get a dig from Wall, trying to help out Nolan Winter. Reese backing, now steps to the lane, lost the handle. Here comes Storr. Harris Smith is back. A.J. Weaving, spin move, down the lane, layup good. Have mercy, A.J. Storr.
Put him in the spin cycle. Put him in the spin cycle.
Ooh, 65-26 Wisconsin, a foul at the other end. They get Max Klesmit for his second, and Blackwell will come in for him.
I know this isn't the way it goes, but at what point do you start thinking about yourself and telling yourself, can we save some of this for tomorrow?
Because
I'm starting to get there right now.
Yeah, I am.
Save some of this, boys.
Like nothing stupid here these last 15 minutes. Harris Smith outside right. Badgers up 65-26. Here's Julian Reese trying to back on Winter. Turns baseline. Nolan hangs in there. Cuts him off. Feeds Batchelor. Left foul line extended. Throws left corner. Harris Smith for three, and it's good. And finally, Maryland with points in the second half. 65-29, Wisconsin. 14:45 remaining. John Blackwell in the backcourt. Maryland was showing a little three-quarters pressure, but backs out of it. Blackwell feeds Winter up top, steps up, bounce pass Wall. Tyler in the paint against Reese, turning and almost walked, gets it out of there to Winter, and the floater is off the rim and out, no good. Julian Reese clears it for Maryland. I'll let the Deshaun Harris Smith. At the top of the circle is the freshman. They'll throw it to Jonathan Lamothe in there for the Terps. Shovels it to Dante Scott, backing on Blackwell. In the lane, got tied up by Wall. Ball is loose to the floor. Goes Winter and McGee. And let's see what they get.
Jump
they
ball. Got here. Let's get the Wisconsin basketball.
Yep. I'm trying to see if someone is trying to call a timeout, but it was a held ball. Now the Badgers get it. And coming in will be Marcus Silver for Tyler Wall.
Matt, we've seen every game. Do you remember a dominant performance like this, even in non-conference?
No. I mean,
like I know you're 12 of 15 from three.
Yeah.
That's going to do a lot.
I mean, they were just terrific against Virginia down in Fort Myers, but I mean, nothing like this. 14 minutes to play, 65-29 Wisconsin. Winter out front, bounces it to A.J. Storr. Maryland trying to turn it up defensively on the perimeter now. Ilver whips it to Blackwell on the right side. 10 on the shot clock. Blackwell goes into Ilver, low on the right, goes up, blocked by Reese, and Julian Reese pulls it down for the Terrapins. And now Harris Smith out to Lamothe, left corner, feeds Dante Scott, covered up by Nolan Winter. Scott surveys. Now starts the back, left of the lane, throws it out to Lamothe, baseline left, turns it out to Scott, open three on the left side, is off the back of the rim, no good, Storr the rebound for Wisconsin with 13:20 to play. A.J. whips it to Blackwell, steps into a three, left side, off the rim, no, Winter trying to crash and could not control, out of bounds to Maryland.
The rest of this game is tough to play because there's still 13 minutes left in the second half. You still have to make sure that your principles and your defense and your offense of what you're trying to run, you don't get out of your way, right, and run uncharacteristic things that you do. Like, you have to stay focused here.
13:05 to play, 65-29 Wisconsin. Deshaun Harris-Smith dribbles into the lane, turns it out to Scott. Dante Scott gets fouled out on the floor. I think that was it. Let's check it out. Rob Riley on the call. Thinking Nolan Winter, or excuse me, Mark Silver. It's on Ilver. Okay, that's the next step. This staff has been, you know, they've been trying to get Marcus Ilver going. You know, we've seen him get some more minutes, trying to get a little more offense off the bench. Inbounds pass, Batchelor into Jordan Geronimo, throwing to Scott.
Well, that gives him, and again, he was got to hit a three late in Purdue, but seeing that ball go in was so important at that point.
Harris Smith driving on him, left lane line, throws it up and in. Deshaun Harris Smith with five, 65-31. Wisconsin, 12:42 remaining. Three quarters pressure from Maryland. Blackwell across half court.
And Maryland's been in the zone. Just keep moving the ball. It looks like a man, but it's definitely a zone. You work the high post, the short corners, and get ball movement.
A.J. Storr will try a three left of the circle. No good. A little early there. Geronimo the rebound. This is where you want to be careful if you're Wisconsin, as you mentioned. Here's Harris Smith off the screen. Foul line jumper too long. No good. Winter the rebound. Slapped loose by Geronimo, but Blackwell is there. And the freshman, John Blackwell, to the front court. Kills the dribble, throws to Winter, rotates to Marcus Silver on the right wing. A hand off to Kamari McGee, feeds Winter. Reverses the Storr off the left wing. A step back baseline left jumper is good. Two more for Storr. 67-31 Wisconsin with 11:55 to play. Storr with 16-10 in the second half. Harris Smith between the arcs. Blackwell defends. A throw to Jordan Geronimo, hands it back to Harris Smith, driving left of the lane, and a reach-in foul called on Kamari McGee. And as he hit the under 12, media timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 11:40 remaining, Wisconsin 67, Maryland 31. Back in a moment, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
WRJN is pleased to support the Royal Family Kids Camp with a very special opportunity for you to be courtside when the Bucks play the Celtics April 9th at Fiserv. This four-pack of courtside VIP tickets is valued at more than $2,000 and includes parking. WRJN listeners can bid on these tickets online at WRJN.com/Bucks. The winning bid gets the tickets, and the entire amount supports Royal Family Kids Camp, a week-long residential camp for kids 7 to 11. Years old who have been in and out of foster care, neglected, abused, or abandoned. Every camper has the opportunity to build friendships with other kids in the same situation and gain a lifetime of positive memories in the process. There is no cost to families. That's why this ticket action is so important. Your winning bid will help provide a great camp experience for several kids. Again, log on to WRJN.com/bucks to make your bid. And thank you from Royal Family Kids Camp and WRJN.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Wisconsin basketball's postseason coverage is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. 11:40 remaining. Wisconsin 67, Maryland 31, just like Brian Butch predicted.
I think we all did this, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
sure.
What's crazy to me, though, is like you look at the first half as well as they played. They outscored Maryland 20-5 in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a first half, and then all of a sudden, like, they've answered it. And to me, I think a lot of it's the experience of understanding, okay, we've got to lead. We've done what we needed to do, but we can't relax.
Yep.
We've got to continue to push, and that's what they've done. And now you're in a situation with 11:40 left where this is, yeah, you just – you get to the end of this one is where you're at right now.
Be solid if you can buy some extra minutes of rest for guys. You do that. Carter Gilmore in there right now for Wisconsin. Jameer Young has the basketball. It's Gilmore, Klesman, McGee, Ilver, and Blackwell on the floor for the Badgers. Jameer Young got bumped out high, and that was Kamari McGee getting him again. And that's going to be the second foul on Kamari. And number 6 on Wisconsin.
And I think if you're Greg and the coaching staff right now, you're just try not to pay attention to the clock.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to coach this thing through because, again, there's still enough time.
Yep.
There's a lot of bad that can happen.
Young goes into Jordan Geronimo. He got tied up by Gilmore. Held ball, arrow, Maryland. Good job by Gilly.
And I hate sounding that way about it, but, like, there's a lot of bad that can happen still.
Yeah, like, well, we, you know, sat in Chicago when Ohio State was blowing Wisconsin out of the building, and the Badgers made a pretty serious run in a game that it looked like Ohio State might win by however much it wanted to. It got interesting. Here's Young for three right of the circle, and it's good. Second made three for Jameer Young. He has 18 points today. 67-34, Wisconsin 11-12 remaining. Kamari McGee throwing to Blackwell outside right. He's going to survey the defense. High screen from Ilver. Is it for Carter Gilmore, a step to his left. Gives it to McGee, a toss for Ilver. Flips to Klesman, open three, right side, book it. Max Klesman gets into the scoring column. 70-34, Wisconsin with 10:50 remaining. Wisconsin 13 of 18 from three-point range. Harris-Smith against Blackwell high on the left. Loops it inside for Geronimo, and a foul inside. Both McGee and Ilver got down there trying to break it up. They're going to get Marcus Ilver for his second foul. And that's team foul number 7. So the Terps into the bonus. Jordan Geronimo, a 67% foul shooter, will be at the line. Julian Reese back in there for Maryland. And Jamie Kaiser back on the floor. 10:41 to play, 70-34, Wisconsin. 1-1 for Jordan Geronimo, averaging 5.5 points this season. He has 2 points this afternoon, a former Indiana Hoosier. The front end of the 1-1 for Geronimo is good.
The first free throw attempts of the day.
How about that?
First free throw attempts of the day, and this is coming from a team that averages 21.2. Third in Big Ten conference play.
24% of its scoring comes at the free throw line. Missed the second free throw to Geronimo. Ilver the rebound. Here's Kamari McGee. Slaloms to the front court with 10.5 minutes to play. 70-35, Wisconsin. Ilver out front, throwing to Blackwell. Off the left wing on Kaiser, and the reverse layup. No, but a foul as Blackwell is sent to the floor. Julian Reese helping him up. And free throws coming up.
I think this has to do with everything with you, though. You get put in the Hall of Fame, and I think this is a Hall of Fame day for you.
Brother.
And I think because of you being put into the Hall of Fame today, look at the Badgers give you the performance like this.
I'm going to need wings to stay above all this stuff. Dave McCann with the shoveling motion, which is purely appropriate. First free throw good for Max.
I think
Pleasant.
This is all you. This is a Matt LaPay win. I'm gonna take it away from Coach Guard.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Gonna give it to you.
Right, sure you will. Second free throw is good for Blackwell. Day needs to end. 72-35. Wisconsin with 10:17 remaining. Julian Reese high on the rights. There's Kamari McGee, Reese backing, shakes, hangs, shoots. Back rim no good. McGee the rebound for Wisconsin ahead to Blackwell. And the freshman who has 16 points today flips it to Carter Gilmore. Gilmore turns it to McGee on the right side. Kamari. He's it for Marcus Silver. Of course, it does beg the question, are you buying tonight? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case.
Of course.
All right. Here's Blackwell for three on the right side. Short, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jordan Geronimo. 9:42 to play, 72-35 Wisconsin. Young goes inside to Julian Reese, whips it to Kaiser, flips a three left corner, and that just clipped the left side iron, no good. And the rebound rolls to Carter Gilmore.
Scotty, you hear that? I'm buying.
Well, Scotty, I think he's got a rotator cuff problem. He can't reach the wallet right now, so it's
I'm buying.
Up to you, brother. Carter Gilmore left of the circle, hands off to Kamari McGee, whips it to Ilver, right of the wheel, now to Blackwell. Blackwell right side, bounce pass to Ilver, posting on Kaiser. Oh, nice feed inside. Blackwell can't finish. No foul called, good interior D from Maryland, and then Klesman trying to slap it away from Jameer Young. Max called for the foul, his third. And Jameer Young to the foul line. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Jameer Young averages 7 free throw attempts per game. He'll step there for the first time today. Connor Asijan on the floor for the Badgers now. 9:06 remaining, 72-35. Wisconsin leading Maryland. Jameer Young with the front end of the 1-1. It's around the rim and out, no good. A siege in the rebound. Well, in a game that you feel pretty good about, now you want maybe some good things to happen for Connor Asijan. Some stuff for him to feel good about. He's on the floor right now. He has the ball on the left side. Harris Smith defends. Right-hand toss from Asijan to Nolan Winter. Steps to his right. Gets it to Blackwell. A toss for Gilmore. Now Asijan, deep three, left side. Got it! There you go. Connor Asijan for three. And the lead is 40 for the Wisconsin Badgers.
That's all you right there. You called the three. I mean, you've done a great job today.
I so want this kid to get it back. I mean, he is such a likable dude.
Absolutely.
And we know how good he can be. Here's Jameer Young in the lane. Goes up. Missed it short. Rebound off the hands of Blackwell and out of bounds. 75-35 Wisconsin with 8 minutes and 21 seconds to play.
Well, man, when you say get it back, Connor's shooting 29% from three.
Yeah.
So, like, defensively, we know there's some limitations. There's limitations with every player, whatever it might be. On the defensive end, a little bit of that is Connor's. But one of those reasons you get to overcome those limitations is you play your strength. That is shooting the basketball. But 29% is a tough percentage to be able to get more minutes.
Yeah, no doubt. And Harris Smith driving in the lane. Kamari reaching in. Got ball, but got body, they said, as well. So that's going to be number 3 on Kamari. And more free throws coming up for the Terrapins, Deshaun Harris-Smith. That's team foul number 9, so another 1-1 here.
You know, Matt, we've talked a lot about it over the last 10 days. We've both said I like where this team is trending. Mm-hmm. And people thought I was nuts when I've said it on the radio at times. And I'm like, no, they're playing better basketball. Now, when you shoot 14 of 20 from 3, you're going to have a 40-point win.
Yes.
But this team is trending the right way. And I'm glad that they have a performance like this to prove it to people. And this is a convincing win.
Yep.
And I know there's still 8 minutes left, but they're up by 40. And they've held Maryland to 35.
They're having a hard time up by 40 thing. That was a two-shot foul. Harris-Smith missed the first, made the second. Store in for Blackwell. Here's Asijan for three. Good again. Connor Asijan with back-to-back triples. 78-36, Wisconsin with 8 minutes to play. Here's Harris-Smith out front. And the pass goes through the hands of Dante Scott. Gives it to LaMoff, who will hand it to Harris-Smith. Harris-Smith against McGee. A screen from Reese. Slips a pass into Reese. Knocked away by Gilmore. It's loose, but